understand. I just don't
ain't talk about nothing. Just sitting around gossiping, acting like it's something. Ain't talk about nothing. Just sitting around gossiping, acting like it's something. Ain't talk about nothing. Just sitting around gossiping, acting like it's something. Ain't talk about nothing. Just sitting around gossiping, acting like it's something.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 4. Episode 4 of The Art of Talking About Nothing. How you guys been? Good, I hope. We're coming towards the end of October. October 29th, to be exact. Monday, start of a new week. That's it. October's done. And out here in Florida is already cooling down, so you can kind of tell it's the end of the year. We don't have too much of a weather change when it comes to Florida. I mean, we don't have seasons, unfortunately. But it does get a little cool, maybe for like a week. And that's how you know it's the end of the year, you know, and the holidays are coming, which is nice. Me particularly, I like the end of the year. I like the holidays. I don't like to run around and do all the shopping, but, you know, I do some shopping. My kids are older, so it's a lot easier, versus when they were their little kids and, you know, they believe in Santa and that whole deal. But yeah, I, you know, it's a lot less running around, but you still kind of run around. So, yeah, we normally set up our Christmas tree after Thanksgiving. We have, I don't believe in buying fresh Christmas trees. That's a pain in the ass to me. So, you know, we every couple of years we try to buy, you know, a fake Christmas tree, which is, I don't know, some people like it, some people don't. They prefer the real. I don't. But so we had this this Christmas tree for a couple years now. Just got rid of it and went and bought a new one. Yeah, they're pretty expensive, but you know they last. They last, and we make them look good. But so yeah, end of the year is here. Excited, very excited. You know, Thanksgiving comes, Christmas comes, and that's it. Then it's a new year, and we start the whole process over again. It's pretty amazing how fast this year went. You know, a lot of things happened. A lot of music came out. A lot of good music came out. Me and my boy always we always talk about this. You know, oh, what would be album of the year and this and that. My boy Mikey has a website, or he has an Instagram site, I want to say, the Rap Bar, and he puts up album of the year, you know, top 5, I believe, top 10. I don't know what he's gonna do this year, but he, you know, we always talk about, you know, what that would be. And, I don't know, this year we gotta, I gotta sit there and really think, because there was a lot of good music out this year, a lot of good music. Yeah, Lil Yachty came out, last week. Lil Yachty, Future and Juice WRLD came out. Good albums, man. I really enjoyed them. I like Lil Yachty. I fuck with Lil Yachty. Little Boat. I fuck with it. You know, it's good. You know, it's good music. I mean, he's not super lyrical, but, you know, the beats bang, you know, and it's got good content on there. I fuck with it. Future and Juice WRLD, man. Juice WRLD, He's up and coming, man. This kid, he's, you know, I really hope, you know, he's on a good track and not fucking with the drugs. And I really hope nothing happens to this kid because he's talented, man. Very talented. And I really hope nothing, you know, because usually these kids, man, they tend to get into trouble and you know, start fucking up and this and that. He seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders, and I would love to see this kid keep coming out with content and music and stuff. Very talented. Very talented. Another talented entertainer, Joyner Lucas, he came out with a single, I Love, which didn't disappoint. I mean, it's a banger. I fuck with it. Very lyrical. He's very, very lyrical. Very talented. And my boy Mike, he put me on that. Mike from The Rap Bar. So check that out, please. Check out The Rap Bar on Instagram for all your hip-hop content. I mean, he's updating this constantly with news, you know, different appearances and shows, you know, what's hot, what's not. I mean, everything that you need to know about hip hop and rap, he's got it on there. So follow that, please. I implore that. I mean, if you're into that, you have to peep that. I mean, he's got it all on there. He lets you know when shit's dropping, you know, way before anybody else. So peep that out. Also, Lil Peep came out with a single, Cry Alone, which he's coming out with a mixtape. I fuck with Lil Peep. It's not, you know, it's not for everybody. You know, his music is not for everybody. But he's got good music on there. On that mixtape that's coming out. That Cry Alone is pretty deep. He just did that song with XXX. Extentacion. I mean, both talented. Sad that we lost them early. Very talented. I really fuck with Lil Peep. I mean, it's very different, and he, you know, he just very talented, and it's a shame that we don't have him around anymore. But you know, luckily, we still have his music, and we can still, you know, appreciate him through that. But yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what happened, the mass shooting that happened, or a bunch of, you know, older people, got gunned down. Jewish. They were Jewish. They have a white male, I guess, white supremacist under custody. Well, you know what? Actually, I want to talk about that. I actually seen something on Instagram when that happened that kind of got me thinking. And the post said, it's sad when you hear the person is under custody, the suspect is under custody, that you know what race that is. Meaning, you know, that if we were a person of color, or if it were, you know, anybody else that wasn't white, would have gotten shot. It's a bit strong what they said. Now, you know, I'm quoting this. This is not something that I'm saying. But it's something that got me thinking. And the racism that we got going on now is, I think, it's more of an uproar than any other time now. It's like, it's like, I mean, it's always been there, but now, just nowadays, it's just too fresh. It's just way too much. Even when we had a black president, I mean, you still, still had racism. But we had black president, and me personally, I voted for Obama. But the thing is I honestly, when I, after I voted, I thought he was going to get gunned down. To be honest, I thought he was going to get shot like JFK. I didn't wish that, but I thought that was going to happen because of all the racism that we have in this world. But yeah, it's amazing. And he made it through, and racism, I mean, you didn't hear of all the stuff that's going on now back when he was in office. I don't know if it's a coincidence. Me personally, I think Trump does a very good job of stirring out the pot and you know, making a lot of this happen. The times that we're in, just very, very different, very, very, very harsh times, man. If you're black, Hispanic, Muslim, you know, you gotta worry. You go outside and you gotta worry about what's gonna happen today. You know, am I gonna be okay? Am I gonna, you know, make it to work okay? You know, I don't know. You know, it's very crazy. Very crazy times. Very sad. Rest in peace to all those people that passed away in that mass shooting. The thing that amazed me is that someone asked them, "Oh, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, would this get you, you know, to start thinking of a gun reform?" And he was, you know, the way he answered, he was just like, "No, this isn't really, you know, that doesn't mean anything. You know, this doesn't mean anything. This, you know, the people inside the building, they should have been prepared. They should have been armed." Man, are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? That's incredible to me, man. I was talking to my wife yesterday, as a matter of fact, and we were talking about this. I mean, dude, I think Trump would have been a better vice president, you know, with his ideas. Because I know there's some things, as far as the businessman, he's a good businessman. And there's some things that he probably could have brought to the table and brought up to a different president's attention and to get to do better. As far as the president, I mean, me personally, you know, and I don't want to offend anybody because people are very touchy. I would have never, you know, wanted that. I voted, you know, opposite. We didn't have a big selection back when we had to go vote. But it is what it is. He is my president. I respect that. You know, there are some things that I agree with that he does. As far as the, you know, business part of the aspect of the whole thing. But as far as condoning, you know, the racism and all that, I don't believe in that. You know, it's, I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. What do I know? So a couple things, I'm going to talk about the MMA fight, the Khabib fight, with Conor McGregor. That was a hell of a fight. I follow both of them now because I didn't know who Khabib was before that. And that was an amazing fight, to be honest. I like watching MMA every once in a while, but that was a fucking amazing. The end, I could have done without. I wish he would have been, you know, and I get why he did it. I respect why he did it. I feel like, you know, it had to be done, because the stuff that Conor did was way worse. And nobody punished him for that. Nobody acknowledged him for that. You know, about him, you know, when he threw that chair through the bus and that whole thing. I mean, he didn't get suspended or none of that. So, you know, when you're talking about someone, that's fine. When you're talking about their family, there's no business in doing that. You know what I mean? There's no business in talking about their religion. That's got nothing to do with it. I know you're trying to get into under his skin and this and that, but there's other ways to do it, man. And I think he went overboard and he lost. He lost. You know, I feel like the rematch is going to be insane. And we'll see what happens, if it will happen, you know. You know, that's like one of my favorite, and he's in Bellator, and one of my favorite fighters to fight is Mike Venom Page. And that guy is insane. Very cocky, he dances around, you know, he's a clown. He's a clown, but he's very, very, he's lanky, he's very lengthy, he's aggressive. I love to watch him fight. So Mike Venom Page, check him out, check out his highlights on YouTube or whatnot. You'll see what I'm talking about. Yeah. Keeping it in sports, that Chris Rondo fight, Chris Paul and Rondo. I mean, that was. I know Chris Paul isn't a great teammate. A lot of people have said that. You know, some of the greats aren't. You know. A lot of people had stuff to say about, or still do, about LeBron as far as a teammate. Same thing with MJ. You know, they're not super teammates, you know, but they're fucking leaders. And maybe that's why, you know, they're on a whole different page. And they you know, they think differently. They're thinking, you know, they know so much about basketball that they think more of a coach and this and that. And I can see why they cannot maybe get along with the teammates. But still doesn't give the right for, you know, to Rondo to spit in his face. You know, I would have fucking lost it. You know, and he kind of did. But I you know, I wouldn't have just shoved his face. I would have fucking just slapped the fuck out of him on national TV. I didn't give a fuck. I would have slapped the crap out of him. Because that's very disrespectful, man. You don't spit on another human being. You know what I'm saying? Not about a fucking foul or whatever it is. If he's playing dirty or whatever. You know, be a man. Take it. You know, talk your shit if you want. You know what I'm saying? Get in his face. No, don't spit, man. That shit's, it's childish. Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. It's fucking very childish. Yeah, and they got suspended. They got suspended, you know, for a couple games. And it's, you know, it's ridiculous, but, you know, whatever. They got suspended. They're getting fined, this and that. People just got to fucking grow the fuck up, man. Seriously, just grow the fuck up. That's it. So, yeah, that's you know, a little bit about sports. My Heat, they've been winning the last couple games. I've been sort of busy, so I haven't been able to keep track of sports this week as much as I wanted to. I got a lot of things going on. But, yeah, I've seen the highlights. They've won the last couple games. Hassan Whiteside is playing like a beast. Dragic is playing like a beast. The whole team, they're functioning the right way. They're playing right, and they're doing good. You know, at this pace, they're gonna go to the playoffs, and you know, who knows? We'll see. Toronto, fuck. You know, that was expected. It was expected. Toronto is doing good. Their record is 6-0, I believe. That's the last thing I checked. Doing really well. And, you know, that'll be the team to beat in the East, I believe. You know, Toronto and Boston. I think that's going to be the East matchup. But we'll see. So, a couple weeks ago, I went to go see Venom. Talking about movies now. Venom, me as a fanboy, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. There was a couple times where I wish they would have slowed down some of the scenes. But as a fanboy, as a fan of that whole world, I'm a huge fan when it comes to Marvel, DC. I watch everything, man. The shows. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the only one I really don't like to watch. That's not my cup of tea there, but all the other Marvel shows and Marvel movies, I'm a fan of. I fell into that. I'm into that. Same thing with DC, the DC Universe. But that Venom movie was good. Me personally, I enjoyed it. A lot of people are like, oh, it's garbage, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. There was a couple scenes where, like I said, they should have slowed it down. They should have, you know, had... Because there were good fight scenes. You know, there were good fight scenes, and they should have slowed it down. That's my only complaint about the whole fucking movie. Tom Hardy nailed it. Me personally, I think he nailed it. He did a great job. Another movie I went to go see. I went to go see Halloween. And I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be very honest. It was a really good movie. Me personally, I thought it was a really, really good horror flick. Everything you want, the gore, the jump scares. It is just a good movie. They did a fucking hell of a job. Hell of a job. I went with my son because my son, you know, he's all into, you know, horror flicks and stuff like that. And I told him, all right, you survive this. If we can, he's 12. If you can deal with this, he's about to be 13. And you don't get scared and you're good and this and that. Next year at the age of 13, we'll go to Halloween Horror Nights because he's been bugging me about that. He wants to go to Halloween Horror Nights really bad. I mean, personally, I've never been, you know, so it's like I don't know how bad it'll be for him. But I think next year he'll be ready. Cause I mean, he's, you know, he plays the Friday the 13th game. He's watched all the Friday the 13th movies, all the Halloweens, all the Freddies. So he's into it. So we'll see. But, yeah, back to the movie. I mean, it was a great movie. Jamie Lee Curtis did a great job. The film was just good. It was a good film. I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. So yeah, like I said, I love Marvel. I love all their shows. I just finished watching season 3 of Daredevil, which was fucking amazing. It got my son into it, so now we were rewatching it. Yesterday we started rewatching it, so we're watching season 1 of Daredevil. Which is on Netflix. And, you know, he's enjoying it. They just canceled Iron Fist and Luke Cage, which I'm very sad about. I actually signed a petition because I thought that was shitty. I don't know why Netflix did that. There's a lot of speculation going on about Disney and you know, how they might, when they have their own, movie portal or whatever you want to call it, that they're going to bring those back. So they had to end the contracts with Netflix. So that way, you know, they can transfer them over to that new, Disney, Netflix type network or whatever. But it's sad because Luke Cage was actually really, really fucking good. it had everything you needed, you know. It was very good. Same thing with Iron Fist. Iron Fist, it didn't start off really good. But season two was really, really good, and they canceled it. So, you know, I'm pretty sure Jessica Jones, cause this is all a world, you know, part of the world, you know, the Defenders, you had, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, the Iron Fist and Daredevil, and, you know, and they were this group. And they did, you know, one season of the Defenders. That's most likely not going to come out. Most likely they're going to, you know, shut down Jessica Jones as well. And, I don't think, I mean, who knows? They might do the same thing with Daredevil. It would be stupid to do because the show is, it's a hit. It's a hit. It really is. It's really good. There's a lot of action. I mean, it's not for kids. So it's good, you know, not for little kids, you know, once you're a teenager, I feel like you're good. And I don't like to condone the violence to little kids. I don't think that should be done. You know, especially, I want to go into the subject now of what happened with those two girls, 11 and 12. I can't remember where was that. It was somewhere in Florida, I believe. They got caught with a bunch of knives in their book bags. They were in the bathroom. They wrote each other letters saying, oh, we're going to meet in the bathroom. And then they had a list of other little children that they were going to go and stab and try to kill. Yeah. This is not a movie. This is, you know, real life. This is something that was really going to happen. Luckily, thank God, luckily, it got stopped. You know, teacher found out and they stopped us immediately. You know, and they were going to do that, and then they were going to end their lives. And they blamed it on, you know, horror movies, I guess. They blamed it on, you know, that, they worshiped the devil. I blame it on the parents. Because my son, he watches scary movies, but I'm constantly talking to him, you know, and, you know, he knows not to, you know, I mean, he's right in the head, you know, he has common sense, you know, especially because I'm always, you know, talking to him about it. And I talk to him about bullying. I talk to him about, you know, suicide. I talk to him about, you know, killing other, you know, humans, you know, so he knows. So it's no excuse. I mean, I honestly don't think that there was enough talking done. And that's why that happened. But what do I know? I could be wrong. I just think that, I think that people should, you know, talk to their kids. That's, you know, 100%. But luckily, that, you know, nothing tragic happened. And they were able to catch that. Yeah. So, on to another subject. I don't want to talk too much about that. I can talk about, you know, I can talk about my kids, and I can talk about, you know, how important it is you should talk to your kids all day. I can literally do that all day because it's important. It's important. I don't think enough people are doing it. You know, growing up, there was kids that, you know, were hanging out with me. And, you know, we would go out, all of us in the hood, and just go play football out in the middle of nowhere. And it was, you know, tackle football. And we had, you know, on the sidelines, the little kids that would come out there 4 or 5 years old. Okay. All day, you know, and the parents didn't care. They didn't give a fuck where they were at. Those are the kids, I think, that don't get talked to. You know what I'm saying? Because the parents just have no clue. Just come back before sundown. You know what I mean? And there were different times. I get that. You know what I mean? And, you know, times aren't like now. But you know, craziness has always been around. It's nothing new. So, you know, nowadays you can't do stuff like that. You can't just let your 4 or 5 year old just, hey, come back later. Just make sure you come back, you know, before dark time. No, you can't do that shit. You can't even go. You can't even go around trick or treating anymore. You know, people usually go to the malls now. But you know, back in the day, you used to go house to house, and now it's like you rarely see that shit. You don't see kids going around trick or treating. The times that we're in. Times that we're in, just bad times. But yeah, I'm not gonna keep talking about that. So Drake's getting some heat because of the shit he said about Pusha T, about how it went too far. And there's been a debate. There's been a debate where people say, oh, you know, there is no line. There is no line. You know, all hands on deck when you're fucking doing diss tracks, talk about whatever. That's why it's a diss track. Well, I get that. I understand that. But why involve somebody that has nothing to do? And I could be talking shit. I you know, from what I understand, he never said anything about Pusha T. He never, you know, and we're talking about 40, the producer, you know, so why involve him? You know, and I get that you're doing that to get at the, you know, Drake or whatever. But I don't know. Me personally, I think that went too far. Talk about whatever you want. You know, talk about, you know, how he did about the child, you know, and how he's neglecting his kid. I get that. But now people are saying, oh, you know, Drake's too soft. And I could kind of see that too. I could kind of see it being too soft because rap battling now, it's soft. It's not like before. Like when you had LL versus Cannabis. When fucking Cannabis brought fucking Mike Tyson to talk shit on second round KO. You know, talk shit. And they went in. And it was beefy. It was fucking good. It was grimy. You know, and then LL Cool J came back. And he fucking did his thing. You know, and all hands on deck. Same thing with Jay-Z and Nas. You know, they went in. I don't know. I feel like it did get soft. Because look at Eminem. I mean, Eminem, you know, he went in with his, you know, he went in hard, but it was still kind of soft. You know, he was very lyrical, but it was still kind of soft. Like, he should have gone in and you know, just verbally raped the shit out of him more, I feel like. You know, like back in the day when there was a Ja Rule thing. And talking about Ja Rule, I mean, 50 Cent is fucking funny as shit. I feel like he's fucking hilarious. I follow him on Instagram, and he bought about 200 tickets to Ja Rule's concert. So to leave the whole front of the arena or whatever he was at, whatever venue he was at, empty. That shit is funny as fuck to me. He just doesn't give a fuck. 50 Cent doesn't give. He keeps trolling people, and that shit's funny to me. Me personally, I don't like 50 Cent's music anymore. I used to back in the day. Now it's, you know, kind of watered down. No disrespect, you know, just you know how I feel. But yeah, hilarious. Can't believe it did that to Ja Rule, but and they're still going at it after all this time. But all right, guys, we'll keep it short. So last time I played a song at the end on my last episode. That was Joel Ortiz, Timbaland Up. So I'm going to do the same thing this episode. I'm going to play what I've been listening to. But beforehand, I'll let you know what I'm going to play. So I'm going to let you listen to Jordan Lucas, I Love. That's what I've been bumping to this week. Okay? All right, guys. Talk to you next week. One love. Why play with me? Don't play with me. That's the only thing I love. I love, 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 love. I love. Don't play with me. That's the only thing I love.
when they think I ain't cool, cause I'm sober. You used to love when we was down, we was closer. But I stopped loving ever since I got fucked over. Hold on, call me, I don't know you. You gotta keep that same energy. I'm not no regular entity. I'm not your friend, I'm your enemy. I don't know what's gotten into me lately. I'm just feeling finicky. Lately, I just want the cake and the greatest amenities. Lately, I ain't got no sympathy. Aim at the industry. This ain't the way that they picture me. What's your identity? I guess I'm lying in the mall. I keep my nine in the truck. All of y'all niggas gon' bleed. Guess it's that time of the month. I done came up from the mud. They said I'd never be none. They said I'd never be rich. They said I'd never be anything. I told them, get off my dick.
Get away from me. If I was you, I'd watch what you say to me. Snakes all in my bed, wanna lay with me. Say no motherfucker, why you play with me? Don't play with me, that's the only thing I love. I love, 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 love. Play with me.